Convener of the political parties under the National Electoral Reform Agenda, or NERA, Didmus Mutasa of the Zimbabwe People First Party, told journalists the march to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission will go ahead as planned. Mutasa, who was flanked by some NERA principals, former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai of MDCT and Jacob Ngarivume of Transform Zimbabwe, said the march will culminate with the handing of the petition to ZEC and an address by NERA leaders at the electoral body's headquarters.
We call upon all the people of Zimbabwe to come out in their numbers so that we make a loud national expression to demand comprehensive electoral reforms that will ensure that we move away from the culture of contested electoral outcomes.
He said opposition political parties had realized that at the center of the current national problems facing Zimbabwe was a crisis of legitimacy, hence the demand for electoral reforms and a clear roadmap to the next election. He said the parties want the Southern African Development Community to support Zimbabweans in their demand for free and fair elections.
We are also calling on SADC, specifically the current chair of SADC, to remain seized with the issue of Zimbabwe and to ensure that the electoral field in this country is leveled ahead of the next election. SADC must remain seized with the issue of Zimbabwe, where the current unraveling economic crisis is just but a mirror of the underlying political crisis of legitimacy.
Though the political parties have complied with the legal requirement of notifying the police about the march, police said with an expected crowd of 150,000 people, they were discouraging the parties from marching in the Harare city center. The police claimed that the protesters would disrupt human and road traffic. Despite those concerns, police officer commanding Harare Central District, Chief Superintendent Newbert Saunyama, said the parties could go ahead with their move to hand over the petition to ZEC. But chairman of the NERA legal team, Douglas Monzora, said it was surprising that police were concerned about an expected 150,000 people for the march when ZANU-PF had held its so-called 1 million men march in the city a few months ago. As a result, Monzora said they've approached the courts to make sure police do not interfere with their march.
The police are not saying in this letter that they are afraid of violence, they are afraid of any illegality, that they do not have manpower. They are not saying that. They are simply saying the figure is too much. But a few weeks ago, we had a million men march, which was allowed by the same police. This is only 150,000.
Opposition parties worry that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is failing in its constitutional mandate to register voters and administer elections. They also accuse it of bias in favor of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.